Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Like other world leaders, the Taoiseach and Taoiseach congratulated Donald Trump on his presidential victory yesterday. Some, though, have argued they should have been more critical of the US president-elect. Joining us now is Dr. Ona Mali, Professor of Politics at DCU, and People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy, who is running in Dublin Southwest in the upcoming general election. Paul, to you first, what should the government have done in your view?
Hi, Shane. At the very least, their statements should have had some points about the ongoing genocide in Gaza, calling for an end to Israeli onslaught, as opposed to simply being a, oh, well done, you won the elections, very, very standard kind of statement. I mean, I would have argued the same if Kamala Harris had won. Obviously, the Biden administration is the current one that is funding and arming that genocide. But I think it illustrates a broader point about the relationship between the political establishment in this country in relation to whoever is in power in the US. They have their principles, they have their morality, but all of those things will be discarded if they are not in line with US foreign policy.
Ona Mali?
I think it's a natural thing to do. You have to welcome whoever is elected as the US president. The relationship between the US and Ireland is an incredibly important one, and it would be kind of stupid, but it would also be treacherous if you were to do anything to try to disrupt that. And before he's done anything, Trump is president-elect. He was president before. Many people in Ireland don't like the fact that he's the president and would prefer if somebody else was. But we don't get to choose. You don't get to choose your family. And it's probably a bit like dealing with a kind of an alcoholic uncle at a wedding. You don't antagonize them before they start drinking. You kind of wait and you treat them with respect beforehand.
Paul, how about that? You don't antagonize them in advance. You treat them with respect on that day.
Well, does anyone think that Trump is not going to behave very, very badly in the White House and, for example, continue to give a green light for Israel's genocide? I mean, Micheál Martin, when he was in opposition, said that European politicians should stand up to Donald Trump. Simon Harris, when Donald Trump wasn't president, said he would agree with describing Donald Trump as a ghoul. Now that's all quickly forgotten. I mean, ultimately, I think the debate about the language is less important than the debate about actions. And this goes both for the Biden administration, which is still ongoing technically, and incoming Trump. And above all, it's illustrated in, we know there's a genocide ongoing in Gaza. We know almost 50,000 people have been killed. We know the Irish government has made a lot of words of criticism. But why haven't they really done anything to stop US weapons going through Irish territory? The answer is because of the role of the US. That was illustrated in this email from the US ambassador in relation to the occupied territories bill.
Okay, Owen, we're just too cozy with the US, I think, is Paul's general overall point.
We are cozy with the US. We have deep kind of historical, cultural, social and economic relationships, and we have to maintain them. I mean, it would be actively dangerous if we were to, I don't know what he wants to do, whether he wants to start a trade war with the US, but it's amongst the most important economic relationships we have. Hundreds of thousands of jobs in Ireland are dependent on that relationship. And so when you have disagreements between friends, you deal with it diplomatically. You don't start a war over Twitter or whatever. You behave in an adult way.
Okay, Paul, how about that proper diplomacy, not megaphone diplomacy?
But, I think the key thing is our actions. And Ireland should have an independent foreign policy, which is consistent in opposing any imperialism, be that Russian, Chinese, or American, opposing any oppression and standing up consistently for human rights. And that means taking the actions that are in line with what we say are our own values. So, for example, you know, the Occupy Territory Bill has been sitting around for 6 years. It would represent a very minimal step towards some consequences for Israel for their actions. The government in the run-up to the election say, okay, well, now maybe we will do it under a lot of public pressure, and I think effectively making a post-dated check or promise for the elections. They say they're doing it. Then they get an email from the US ambassador saying that there will be consequences if you do that. And 90 minutes later, Miguel Martin says, oh, we're going to review it. Okay. I think that is not acting. I think we should stop weapons being flown through Irish territory. We should take those actions. That isn't megaphone diplomacy. That is doing things to try and stop a genocide.
Owen, briefly.
People don't really have independent foreign policies. Any foreign policy that you have is an interaction with other countries. And so you have to take into account how other countries will act or react. And to do otherwise would be dangerous. And we do need to look after Irish interests. And I think most Irish people would be more concerned about, I mean, I think a lot of people are deeply shocked by what's happening in Gaza and Israel and the Middle East more generally. But I think they're also more worried about their own jobs and livelihoods.
Paul, just before I let you go, very briefly, you were involved in a verbal exchange with independent TD Danny Healy-Ray on Tuesday. I don't plan to go into the nature of that exchange now, but it did make international headlines. Can I ask you, do you intend to take any further action in relation to that exchange?
I don't think so. I don't want to give him further oxygen. I mean, the bottom line point for me is that it is just not acceptable to bring people's children into politics, into a debate in the Dáil. And that's why I reacted the way I did. And I think that goes across the board. I wouldn't try and bring someone else's children into politics. And I think it's utterly wrong, regardless of what disagreements you have with them.
People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast, and also Dr. Owen O'Malley, politics professor from DCU. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.